Oh,
So, when I got here, I was like, "Oh, we're not recording." I was like, "Say anything you want." I said
my
some
bad.
stuff. I said some crazy stuff, Sam.
And
We did not
you'll
record
never
it.
know, Sam. You'll
Never.
never know.
Did you say the D word?
Delight?
Yeah. Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 601. I'm Sam Ginsburg. 7.62 millimeter full. Tyler Dryblatt. It kind of maps. Tyler Dryblatt, Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Kind of maps.
That's just Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
The first half of that movie is very good, and the second half of that movie is very bad.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's just two different movies. It should have been, like, in today's climate, it would have been two movies
that are
really different in tone. I like the first movie better. I like the second movie also. It's just really different.
I hate once they get to Vietnam. I hate it. But anyway, we're here to talk about beer. We're here. We're beer. Something with our rhyme. It's good energy flowing into this episode.
What the fuck is this?
Okay.
I am very excited about my beer, if you want to just,
I'm
like,
not.
Cut to me.
Yeah. You
Mary,
fuck it all. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay.
Mary, well, hold on. I want to say our good friend Mary is here.
Hi, Mary. What's your beer?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm very delighted to tell you. I have from a show favorite, Southern Tier Brewing Co., their Chestnut Praline Imperial Ale.
Ooh, baby. That sounds good.
Tyler's shaking his head. This is like, it's a holiday beer, so I actually got it recently at a discount, which I was pretty excited about. Because I saw it earlier in the holiday season and was like, oh, I don't need a whole 4-pack of that.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot of beers other than being on this show. But then I saw it again, also at a 4-pack, but on sale. And then I was like, well, shit. So I bought it.
The thing
is, I haven't tried one yet.
The reason I make that face is
yes.
Because it's an ale, not a stout.
Yes.
And their ales have been,
oh yeah,
hitting off.
That does
good,
me a little nervous.
Dip. I fell in love with the praline, and then yeah.
Yes. The imperial ale part is making me a little nervous, but because it is like a very golden color. It's not a dark, lovely stout like I love from this, you know, brewery. But 8.6% ABV.
Yep.
And that's
good
all.
For that.
Always good for that.
Nice shirt, Samuel. So on topic.
Give it a go. Oh, hey, you're wearing a shirt.
I am wearing a shirt. Most episodes. Not all episodes.
Not all.
It gets hot around here sometimes.
You ever meet anybody with three nipples?
I met a guy with four nipples.
Why do I feel like this is the first time you've asked me that?
Huh.
Also, this beer's pretty good. You're right, Tyler, in that it would be honestly better if it was a stout and not an imperial ale.
Yep.
But it is like the flavor, the chestnut praline flavor is there. And it's nice, and it's boozy, and I'm going to enjoy it.
All right. Well, good. That's a good point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I have Victory's Layered Up Wintertime Stout, 6.5% ABV. It's very dark. It has a pretty light head with, I'm going to say these bubbles are pretty similarly sized. Not that anybody cares.
Well, we know what that may or may not indicate.
Yep. It smells nice. It smells roasty. A little bit chocolatey. Yeah, it's nice. This has flavor, but I'm having a hard time telling you what it is. It just kind of tastes like roastiness. Like, I don't really get a whole lot of, like, chocolate or coffee. Just dark roastiness, which is nice. I like it. But it's a little hard to pin down. Samuel?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm about to hate this. I forgot I bought this for myself. So, so Pilsners are named for Pilsen.
Yep.
Which is a place.
Yep.
And there's a brewery around these parts called the Great Dane that has a German Pilsner And every time I see the words German Pilsner, it's like it's nails on a chalkboard for me. Yes,
correct.
There's a lot of good stuff at Great Date. Because Pilsner
is German by default?
No, they're not German, definitionally. It's like saying Spanish champagne. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
And also, that beer sucks, but that's because it's a Pilsner. And I have one that's maybe worse. This is Blackstack Brewing's Slope French-style Pilsner. I don't even know what, like, French style as a modifier to beer broadly. I'm like, does that mean it's full of grapes? Like, what even is this?
Like, is it secretly champagne?
Yeah.
Is it grapes or is it crepes? I probably neither.
It's just going to be really rude to you.
You guys see that Netflix show, Grape or Crepe?
Yep. Great. I liked it.
Cool.
That's an okay joke. I liked that. Okay. All right.
The thing is, it's a fine joke, but I don't know what my part in it is, other than being like it's a yes or no question. What does he want from me?
It does sound like a show that Netflix would make, because they make a lot of garbage TV. So, like, yes.
The one piece of credit I'll give it is, a lot of the time when it's a low ABV beer, it just won't tell you. It says 4.6 on the can, which is like, it's a Pilsner. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be high. Thank you for being honest with me and not making me Google it.
Correct.
Hooray.
I was like, absolutely nothing.
Like, MGD 64 is like 3.2 or whatever. It's like, go back to Utah. Get the fuck out of here.
You're making a very scrunched little face.
Yeah, you're making a nasty face for a Pilsner.
I don't like it. There's like a cardboardiness to it.
Oh, okay. No.
All
right. Okay.
Like this. I feel like the best thing you can usually say about a Pilsner is, like, goes down smooth type of a descriptor. Yep. You know, a football watching beer.
Yeah.
But I think this would make a poor football watching beer, because you would take a sip and go, hmm? But it's not, like, good interesting. It's just, it's like, I will say for it, it has flavor, which most Pilsners don't, but I don't know that I like how it tastes. We'll see. Maybe as it warms up, it'll round itself out.
Maybe.
Man, what if I give this a 9.3 and really blow everyone's fucking mind?
That'd be crazy.
I don't think you're going to do that.
No, I don't think I will either.
You don't like the flavor. Maybe it's because of climate change?
I think so.
Seems from BBC.com.
Unrelated.
How the climate is changing the taste of beer. I think this article is mostly bad. This is the second time I've read it. And I got it more the second time, but I think it's mostly bad. So the thrust of this article seems to be all about noble hops, which, of course, Mary, you would be happy to explain what a noble hop is to everybody, right?
It's a hop, but it's got a little cape on it, so you know that it's more noble than the other hops, the peasant hops.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
It likes to joust.
It likes to drink wine, which is confusing since you make beer out of it.
Yeah. No, noble hops are hops that were brewed specifically historically in the Czech-German region.
Ah.
Yeah. And they're used for things like Pilsners and stuff like that. This article is basically all about the noble hop. So I kind of take issue with it already, because it's just talking about one possible hop that you might use. Like, this could be devastating if it was like the 1500s, you know?
Well, it's a big deal for like Germany specifically, because they have all of those rules about their beer. Like, do they rely on noble hops specifically for their like beer laws, or do they not care that much about it?
Today, I think they're much cooler about everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're saying that climate change is impacting the area where these noble hops have typically grown. And so they're forecasting a decline yield by 2050, somewhere between 4% and 18%, which is like a big difference. Like, if it's 4% in the next 25 years, I feel like that's not that big of a deal. What I found a little more interesting, though, because, like, we've heard this story about how it's going to make it impossible to, like, grow hops or, like, different grains or whatever, and I think it's mostly bullshit. But what I
also the least of our worries, agriculturally speaking.
Yeah,
big I'm gonna be like, yeah, if we have to talk about like crops being threatened by climate change, hops is the like one of the last ones I care about, yes. frankly. Yeah. But like, yeah, not great, not a great sign.
Well, I just yeah, I just think there are ways you can get around it. Like delicious Kernza. But
what is Kernza?
What is Kernza? That's a great
point. I used to have a button that said that, and maybe I will again.
I know, you can clip that. Did we get a clean cut of that?
I think we did.
Did we ever answer that question? Did we ever finally finish what we set out to do?
Should I Google it? We probably talked about it before.
No, it's a long, the whole joke is that we did. We've talked about it a lot.
Robust perennial green.
Yeah, with really, really long roots.
Root system.
Crazy long roots.
Crazy. These are like the craziest roots, you guys.
Yeah. The roots. I was saying something. Fuck, it's gone.
Sorry.
No, oh yeah, here. So what I find a little bit more interesting than the crop yields is they say that the actual content of alpha acids in the hop itself will also decline. Because as the growing conditions get worse, it has an inability to produce the alpha acids.
Now, Tyler, I remember you didn't score so well in our beer brewing class. Do you remember what alpha acids do specifically to
And then I was completely confused, like only a couple years ago, about the alpha acids.
Do you want to take a guess, Marigold? What alpha acids do?
I read it in the article, so I feel like it's cheating.
God damn it.
Do you want me to read the article?
Yeah, tell us everybody.
It's not very detailed. It says alpha acids are the key compound in noble hops that gives beer its distinctive bitter flavor.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah, when you're picking a hop to brew with, you look at the alpha acid content, and that's how you pick whether you're doing like if you're doing a bittering hop, you want high alpha acids. If you're doing an aroma or flavor hop, it's less of a concern.
Honestly, I don't love a super bitter beer, so I'm like, oh no. Talk to me when, like, whatever the wild yeast that make, like, saisons are, like, goes dormant.
My review of my beer last week, I think, was, why isn't this bitter? God damn it! So I think we're on opposite sides of this divide.
I think so.
But I do find it interesting that, like, just food in general has gotten less nutritious over the years. Like, I just find that interesting.
Because science too hard?
Not necessarily. I mean, a little bit because of that. Like, monoculture just definitely isn't that good for a lot of species and stuff like that. But also, again, like, it's just too hot. Like, when it gets too hot or too cold, they just can't produce the good stuff. And the planet is now too hot or too cold. I mean, that's depressing. But it's also just interesting scientifically. Like, you can eat the same food, but it just hasn't produced enough of the stuff.
Then why are we so much bigger than old-timey people?
We have so much more of it. We have so much.
Also, we don't. Our jobs are a lot less physical. Because back in the day, we were all like peasants, right? And we'd be like working in the fields all day. So you get like a workout doing that. Now I sit at a desk.
Yeah, and I mean
bigger like height wise.
Oh, I think you're like fatter.
I remember. I don't want to. Because like if you, I toured Monticello when I was 14, and I was like, it's like a fucking hobbit house.
I think the calcium. Our bones are better because we have more calcium now.
Food is less nutritious, but we get so much more of it that we're still getting more like calories and nutrients than anybody else at any other time in history.
Especially during childhood, I think we're just raising very healthy, strong kids that can grow tall. Yeah.
And then
we'll tell it to my kids. They won't even eat fucking mac and cheese.
Oh my god.
I don't know what to tell you, Bros.
But what do they eat?
Maybe you'll have some tiny little throwback kids. They can live in Monticello.
It's like, we'll make them, mac and cheese with a side of broccoli and some raspberries. And they eat the raspberries and ask for more raspberries. And we say, no more raspberries. And then they're like, I'm not hungry anymore.
I hear about this. I hear that, like, kids just freaking love berries and everyone's going bankrupt because berries are so expensive. Like, that's all they want to eat are berries.
Honestly, half the berries we buy are moldy by the time they get to our house. It's fucked
up. If I had a secret, Sam, like where to buy good berries that aren't moldy, I would tell you. I literally don't. I go to like the good fancy grocery store and it's like, this shit's so moldy. Like, what is happening?
It's whack.
Big time, brother.
Times are tough.
Times are tough out here. Arugula is pricey at Whole Foods.
I'm also really hungry right now.
You want some berries? Do you want a handful of berries, Mary?
I'm good. I'm having this beer that I guess I'll get a little silly on because I'm so hungry and we're about to have. We're going to have a pulled pork later. Oh my God, I love Braylon's on peaches.
I love
pulled pork. I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, same with me and pulled pork.
I know. Sorry, I brought a not. You
do pulled chicken.
I do. I'm just saying I haven't seen pulled pork in a while.
True.
That's all. Pulled chicken's good.
Speaking of delicious foods, should we talk about awkward foods?
Sure. Yay! Yeah, let's do it.
All right. My bracket that I picked without knowing what was happening.
Yeah, so I'll be interested to see after this first round if you're pleased with yourself.
I mean, I feel like they were both fine choices, so please carry on.
You picked the best concept. I'm just worried about the entries.
Oh, because you weren't there for that. Yeah.
Is it going to all be like dick-shaped food?
So we did a bracket of brackets, and a lot of them were like actual food things, like pizza toppings was one of the options. Ice cream flavors was one of the options. And we ended up with
cookies and cream.
With awkward foods to eat.
I'm just going to, you can just talk about all the brackets. I could speed run you my top choice for all the brackets.
Well, no, because bro, that's like, we get that months of content out of this.
Yeah. So future content.
I might actually bleep your answers.
Oh, okay.
Because we might do those in the future. I mean, this will take a fucking year to get through probably. This is probably, yeah, so this will take us, this is my call shot, right around Thanksgiving we're going to wrap this
bracket. I was going to say October, okay.
The biggest food holiday of the year.
October.
Did we do Thanksgiving foods already? Wasn't like Thanksgiving like an entry in the food bracket?
So Thanksgiving no food? Dipped into the Taste Atlas bracket, but we didn't do a specific Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
We could do a mini one if we do it before Thanksgiving, maybe we'll just do a one-off Thanksgiving one for Thanksgiving.
We can do like Thanksgiving side dishes and just like hash it out really quick. Anyway.
Hash might even make my cut.
For Thanksgiving?
Sure, why not? I'll eat whatever.
Honestly, Thanksgiving, just make any, sorry, this is my PSA. Thanksgiving, make whatever the hell you want. You don't want to deal with turkey? Don't do it. Just make something you like and just make a lot of it. It's fine. Make it whatever you want. Don't follow the rules.
Mary's just here for gluttony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't think the question is which of these. Actually, well, I don't know. Let's establish our rules now. Are we figuring out the most awkward food to eat in public or our favorite food that is awkward to eat in public?
Interesting.
I think it's the former, is the way Zach pitched
it. I think so.
Yeah, I would agree.
Which one's the most awkward eat in public?
Yes, I would agree. Yeah.
So then remember that when you hear a good food and a not as good food, that's not the question.
Okay.
Yes.
More awkward to eat in public, a popsicle or artichokes?
Popsicle.
Artichokes. They're so messy, dude.
Oh, you're going with messy. I was going strictly with dick shape.
Hey, buddy, save it for the next round.
I know, it's going to be the whole thing. It's going to be like, banana versus dill pickle.
Are those both in here? Banana isn't banana. On here. Oh, no, I think chocolate covered bananas
in there, yeah. I'm going to go with artichoke. I mean, popsicle, you see people eating popsicles every day. Imagine somebody.
I feel like every time I have a popsicle, it's just like, I don't think I do it fast enough because it starts dripping everywhere. So it's like a mess and it's phallic. That's so for me, that's like a double dip. But I respect the rules. I will not argue.
I hear you.
Next one is bag of milk versus biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
That's stupid.
Hey, you're going to Canada. Better get used to that bag of milk.
They have bags of milk at some of the stores here.
2% homo milk.
That was in the pre-roll, dog. That throwback doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter. Somebody gave Becca a carton of water.
Oh, yeah. We have the box waters at our workplace a lot.
I hate it.
It's supposed to be more sustainable than the plastic bottle.
Just shut up. Not you, Mary. I'm just telling you. Just in general.
So, sorry. What were we dealing with? Bag of milk and a
biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
It's definitely the lollipop. That was going to win the whole bracket.
Bag of milk.
It's lollipop.
Really? Yeah. I think, whatever. That's fine.
Well, so again, I'm not going to argue. I get where you're coming from. Because it's kind of like, if someone's walking down the street like Capri Sun of milk, it's a little weird. But if someone's walking down the street just like not even in like a bachelorette party context, yeah, just with a dick shaped lollipop, that's
not
creepy.
Just dick shaped, biologically accurate.
Yes.
So we're that's talking like balls, police, we're talking maybe veins. It's yes, not like it, you can't mistake.
So what? I eat a Snickers.
It's like if you were eating
day
it at,
I don't care about veins,
a park next to a children's playground, would I call the cops? Is kind of my
right. Okay. Yeah. Well, then definitely, level, definitely anatomically correct penis lollipop.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next one is buffalo wings versus burger with excessive toppings.
So now we're getting into like messiness more than yeah phallicness.
Yeah, there's a couple different varieties just throughout. Of,
it's just
of
awkward.
Why it's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Awkward doesn't necessarily mean embarrassing.
I'd say burger. Messy burger.
I think the messiness is comparable between the two, but at the end of the day, now I have a handful of bones. So I'll give the nod to the buffalo wings.
You yeah can put the bones down when you eat them. You know that, right? You don't just keep them in your hands.
So I guess we talked about this when we made this bracket. All of these, I'm picturing eating them in a park.
Like on a bench. Next to a kid's playground. Okay. See?
Right. And so, like, if you eat a messy burger, probably now I have mustard on my fingers and, like, grease in my beard. But if I do the wings, now I have sauce on my fingers, sauce in my beard, and a bucket of wings. Or a bucket of bones.
Tyler.
Ooh, I get to be on the winning side no matter what.
Break this tie.
I'm gonna go with big old burger.
I was just yeah, so my logic here, we can get back to your decision, Tyler. Sorry. It was just like it's bigger. It's just so large, and I just picture myself like eating it and it's just like falling apart and you're
yeah,
like, ah,
yeah,
and it's just like dripping everywhere. Whereas I feel like a wing is less drippy. It is messy also. Sorry, Tyler, do you want to talk about your decision?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much right there with you.
Yeah. Honestly, that one could have gone either way. That was a pretty good compare.
Well, the next one I feel like is, I don't remember why we put one of these in here.
Did you guys pick the entries in addition to just picking the theme of the bracket, or did you use ChatGPT to generate the
entries?
There was
a separate episode just where we made the bracket,
and
which you
I was
listen
not
to
there. I was
Tyler
not
wasn't there,
there
and he
I
was he got
it
mad at us.
I got
about
so
some of
mad.
Them.
I got so mad. I texted them all about it. Like
me, Jed, and Zach made this. I did ask AI to help me a bit, and some of those made it in, but most of them were like the obvious ones. Anyway,
I know you get bummed out when I don't listen to the episodes, but I feel like this is more fun for me not to have any idea what's coming.
Yeah, that's fair. burrito (parentheses poorly rolled)
ooh
versus Butterfinger BBs.
Wait, what are Butterfinger BBs?
They're little ball-shaped Butterfingers. They're like this big. They used to be like my. So this is
it's,
gonna tip my hand
like
a little bit.
Butterfingers, if they were a ball. Whoppers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So this is like, I'm going to tip my hand a little bit, because I used to buy those and eat them at like the movie theater all the time. So like...
Yeah, but looking at this and I'm like, Butterfinger is more awkward to eat than Butterfinger BBs.
Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of little bite-sized
like,
guys.
I feel like
I don't remember why this
is like a demure
here
little snack. Unless it's like, they're thinking like, oh, you're going to get chocolate on your fingers a little bit because they're coated in chocolate. It's not like an M&M where you have the candy
Butter
coating.
Butterfingers get stuck in your teeth maybe is yeah part of the thing. But like, that's a fucking loser pick. And I kind of yeah want to go back and listen to the episode and make sure it wasn't me that pitched it.
This yeah feels like AI for sure because it's bad.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to
that's
vote.
That's probably Jed because it's bad.
I'm going to vote against Butterfinger BB.
Yeah, I'm not voting for messy burrito. I'm voting against Butterfinger.
Exactly, exactly.
Messy burrito moves on all the same.
Hashtag Democrat problems.
Should we do something else and come back, or should
yeah
we roll with this?
No, we gotta come back. What do we got here? Well, we were talking about eating, so let's go to Utah Eats. Wait, it's not even Utah Eats. It's StLouisTribune.com. Damn it, St. Louis Tribune! A Utah brewery says it's the first in the U.S. to make a new kind of beer.
None of this is about eats. What is this?
Up at the top of my tab, it says Utah Eats.
It does, but it's like It's like the Salt Lake Tribune is posting a Utah Eats article.
Yeah, well, so I'm mad about
some magazine they're cross-posting, I guess?
Yeah.
A Utah Eats newsletter written by Colby Peterson.
Colby She's is a Salt spelled, Lake... Go ahead.
Colby is spelled the worst way. If you were like, what's the worst way to spell Colby? This would be the way to do it.
That's like if someone who just learned English is sounding it out.
I think if you throw two K's at the front of this, that's a worse way to do
it. That's we can true. Make it worse, yeah.
That's true. Anyway, Kitos Brewing in Salt Lake City. They created a beer made with 100% Fonio. So much in the same way we were talking about Kernza, Fonio is an ancient grain native to West Africa.
I gotta say, I think it's just Fonio. I don't think it's Fonio.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What's West African native over here, Mary.
Fonio. I would call that Fonio.
Like that Studio Ghibli movie?
Fonio.
Fonio? I think probably...
Hang on, different, I'm Googling
different
it.
Nations of origin, different continents of origin, so probably not really a one-to-one there.
You don't think
Google says Fonio. Fonio. That's how they say it.
Well...
They might as well have said, Mary's correct. Mary's correct.
Stop canceling. Stop trying to cancel me. Stop trying to cancel me, you guys.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to have us all learn about a new green.
Fonio. Well,
new to white people green. Sorry.
Mary, did you just discover this green?
I just discovered this, guys. I'm going to open up a cool like brew pub based around this one green that I found. Christopher Columbus
over here just discovered a whole new thing where no one was.
So... Fonio is it's an ancient grain native to West Africa, and apparently the beer you make with it is gluten-free and just, like, completely clear. It looks kind of like water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it does look like water.
Oh, bizarre.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean...
guess is this beer is not good.
Yeah, but I would guess.
I will say the clearness... is like makes it worthwhile by itself. I'll also say the gluten-free, not that I give a shit, but the gluten-free in terms of the market makes it worth existing as its own thing.
There's part of the article that says like, what does this new beer taste like? And it's Stephanie Biesecker, executive director of the Utah Brewers Guild, said that the Fonio beer has a fruity flavor, but isn't too sweet. And it's really light and very, very refreshing. Sounds like water.
I would try it.
I mean, if it tastes like Bud Light, I'd rather drink this than Bud Light.
Right?
I'm as sure it's well, three it times as expensive price. As Bud Light. But
yeah.
Sounds like it'd be good. I don't know.
I truly enjoyed that Kernza beer that I had. I had two Kernza beers, actually. The one by Patagonia was better than the other one I had. But I legitimately enjoyed both of them. So I'm down with trying some Fonio.
Yeah, I would definitely drink a lot of this.
Yeah, same.
Well, go to Utah. There's, I guess, one in New York. I guess there's a beer in New York that's made with Fonio, but not 100% Fonio.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, maybe Boris can try that for us.
I feel like it's a weird cop-out to make it a blend. Like, fucking lean in, weirdo.
Yeah.
Unless it's cheaper, but there's no way it's cheaper.
I would imagine, I imagine it is probably cheaper because I can't imagine, like, I imagine any grain is cheaper than Fonio.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Fonio isn't making your beer cheaper.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
Either do Fonio or don't.
Right.
I would rather have it imported, like, the beer imported from, like, the Ivory Coast or whatever.
Right.
I don't know which West African countries this grows in and if anyone there is using it, but I would rather have it brewed in the nation of origin than like imported here and brewed here.
Yeah.
But I kind of not in a position to be picky about it.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like Fonio is primed for, like, Western gentrification, because the reason I knew how to pronounce Fonio is that I think I recently read about this in, like, an article from the New York Times that was like, here's the hot new grains if you're sick of quinoa, and this was one of them.
Really?
And yeah, and there were some other ones where it's like, you can cook all of these just like quinoa and, like, eat them, and I was like, oh, I was a greedy, because I was like,
that's funny.
I read, but I was like, oh.
So what I'm hearing is 8 years from now, when I'm making a HelloFresh, I'll have some Fonio that I'm putting in. And I'm like, I wish this was rice.
Yeah.
Incredible. Like, if you're sick of quinoa. Yeah. Like, we just depopulated Bolivia of quinoa, but we're bored of it now.
Now we've made it too generic. Yeah. You know? Now it's all about Fonio. And, like, barley is a big one, but it's pretty common. Good. But, like, other stuff, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hi.
Maybe I should try to just import Fonio and make my own Fonio homebrew.
Yeah, honestly.
You know what I think is a good idea? I haven't homebrewed beer in 8 years or whatever. I'll jump right back in with a grain I hadn't heard of until today.
With the Fonio.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Fonio FOMO is what you're having right now.
Title of the episode. Good job.
Yeah, all right.
I did it.
Sure. Yeah, but I none of us will see this beer, but if we see anything with Fonio, you know, try to bring it in. I think that'd be fun.
I do feel like these sort of gimmicky things, sometimes we read about them once, and, like, maybe someone will bring it on the show to be like, I did the thing they were talking about. But also sometimes 3 years later, they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is going to be the first one, but I'm usually wrong.
Sure thing, buddy.
Speaking of stuff I'm wrong about, awkward foods to eat in public.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Artichokes versus biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
I just feel like the lollipop's going to win it. I don't want to show the rest of the bracket.
I think it's artichokes. They're so messy. Like, they're watching someone eat them is so gross. And then also you have this leaf that you need to dispose of.
Okay, so I feel like I don't think I eat artichokes that often. I think I've had an artichoke appetizer at a restaurant, like, one time, like, 12 years ago. And it was, like, fine. I know it was a long time ago, but I didn't know how to eat it. And I started just eating the leaf. My friend was like, no, stop. And I was like, yeah, that sucked to try to just chew the leaf. So I figured that out. But I don't know. I just, like, I don't think it's that weird. It doesn't feel like any weirder than just eating, like, a chip with dip on it. I guess you scrape it.
It's not that if you then put the chip in a weird pile that just was there for everyone.
But that's fine. It's like when you eat edamame and you put the little
shell. Don't worry, baby. Edamame's on the bracket, too.
I also don't think it's weird. I don't think it's because food leaves behind evidence of the food that it's weird. But I guess this is why we have a bracket. We got different opinions.
That's why I voted for buffalo wings, was specifically the aftermath.
That doesn't bother me.
My question is, with this anatomically correct lollipop,
have cum? Like, no, there's no cum.
No, not the no.
Calm down.
No, that's not what I was gonna ask.
But it got Mary really good though.
It sure did.
So nasty.
So, you've never had a Twinkie, Mary? It's a food with cum. That's all I'm saying.
This is how caramel on them.
No, it's white cream, bro.
Oh, Twinkie. I was thinking of Twix. Sorry, my brain didn't work there for a second. That's why I was confused. I thought you were like saying Twix.
Now,
like,
should we boot Mary from the call?
No.
Maybe. How can we trust any of her other food?
I want to hear what Tyler's questions are about the dick-shaped lollipop.
The anatomically correct penis-shaped lollipop, is it, like, color correct? Or, like, does it just look like... Does it just look like a popsicle unless people are, like, up close?
Let me start by saying there isn't a correct color for a penis to be. There's a wide spectrum of colors they can be.
Well, I think there is a correct color. I'm not going to say what color it is.
I will say what I'm picturing, because Emily had one of these. I talked about this on the other episode. Right. Emily had one of these that she got for her bachelorette party that just lived in her house for 3 years. Because what are you supposed to do with it? And it was like red, but like dark red, like not not human skin.
So
it was like reddish. Angry and red like a dragon, you might say.
Come so on, kind of Mary.
Like human skin. Kind of like human skin. Nice one, Mary.
High five to myself.
High five to you. So like, would you be able to tell that I'm eating this anatomically correct lollipop?
No, like, one's going to think you're walking down the street chomping on an actual dong that you just cut off.
No, well, no, obviously, but, like, could it just look like a misshapen gummy, or would people be like, oh, that's a dick, like, no matter how far they were looking at this thing?
I think you have to assume they think it's a dick, otherwise we're lying to ourselves.
Okay.
This whole bracket would just be nonsense if it would be like, well, if you're really far away, none of these things are awkward. That doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Someone's going to get me. Fair. Are you eating edamame, or are you just – are they just snap peas?
He's happy to see me.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, yeah, if you're just sitting in a park, I think it's the anatomically correct penis-shaped right? lollipop.
Same.
Now, if you're, like, in Las Vegas, it's probably edamame, but
– well, because they don't eat vegetables there.
Exactly.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because that's where all the bachelorette parties
yeah,
are.
Yeah, right,
because so
it's pretty
weird.
Normal. Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Okay.
Like, if you're just sitting in a strip club eating edamame, that'd be pretty weird.
But well, I'm just picturing, yeah, for all of these, I'm picturing, like, someone's, like, again, like, the park example is really good. I'm just like, I'm just casually eating this because I want to eat this, not because I'm, like, at a party where everybody's eating it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the next matchup, it's kind of two of the same thing, classic delicious foods at their worst. Burger with excessive toppings versus burrito, parentheses, poorly rolled. I kind of don't care. They're sort of the same thing, so
it is.
I'm a little whatever on this.
They're both in the category of contents falling out.
Question. Do I have a fork? Well,
look inside your heart, Mary. If you went to a burger stand or a burrito stand, would you say, let me get a fork with that?
I think if I knew the burrito was going to be poorly wrapped.
Well, you're not going to know. You're
not
going to know. You're not at Julio's poorly rolled burrito
yeah,
stand.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go with huge burger. I think I could manage a poorly rolled burrito better.
I'm going to go with the poorly rolled burrito because I feel like losing the innards, I'd be trying to eat that with, like, my hands versus, like, if the sauce of the burger falls off, that's fine. I leave that where it falls.
Man, usually I love being the tiebreaker, but I just, like, don't give
you
a shit.
You just said how much you don't care.
It's a tie to me. I'm going to go burger, but I really just don't care.
That's fine, honestly. These are both fine.
Yeah,
I just pictured me, like, having, like, a paper, like, wrapper of, like, a burrito, and there's just, like, the meat and the, like, lettuce and whatever other fillings are, like, in the pile of paper in my lap, and I'm just trying to scoop it up into my mouth. That seemed worse for me than, like, oh,
yeah,
this burger.
I think you're going to have a pile of lettuce, tomato, cheese, and meat either way.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the burger was just, I guess you said toppings. I was thinking just, like, the sauce was shooting off, so I was like, oh, the sauce can just be left behind.
Oh, I think you're losing lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle.
Yeah.
Fried egg, for all I know. I don't know.
I had a burger with a fried egg on it. It was really good.
Yeah, man, it's like not that weird.
It was a fried egg and maple syrup. What was weird was it was named after it was really good. It was really good.
That was good.
What was weird was that it was named after a Confederate general.
Which one? One of your faves or not?
Nah. Nah, not one of the cool ones. Jubal Early.
Never heard of him.
I don't know that one. Jubal.
Jubal, short for jubilation.
Oh, no.
Is it like early and it's a breakfast thing? So
yes,
we're putting eggs in syrup. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, just call it early. You don't have to put the
Jubal on there. You certainly don't, but they did.
Call it the wacky breakfast burger, you weirdos.
Yeah.
Article?
Okay. What do we got here? So, from Utah to San Fran. Boy, opposite ends of the political spectrum, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. SFGate.com, San Francisco brewery offering $1 beers Porta Vida as prices rise elsewhere.
Where is the enormous asterisk?
Yeah.
I think the asterisk is that this business is not going to be in business for the rest of your life. That's the asterisk.
So, this place, Standard Deviant Brewing, they are offering basically a three-tiered program where if you make a one-time payment of $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000,
there it is,
you will then be locked into either $5, $3, or $1 beer for the rest of your life. And the idea here is they're trying to raise funds for a new facility. And so, like, if they're like, if you give us this upfront cash, baby, then you can reap the rewards.
So it's been a while since I took high school algebra, but I would be tempted to try to do some math on just like slope intercept.
Right, right.
How, like, at what point is it worth it? I don't know what their like standard pricing is, but like, even assuming they're going to go out of business because this is such a bad idea.
Yeah.
How many beers do I have to shove down my throat
right.
to make up my loss, even if they do go under?
How much do we think a beer costs roughly in San Francisco? Do you think like $10
well,
for like a pint?
Well, the fact that you can pay a shitload of money to make it $5 pint, I'm going to go ahead and say more than $5.
So he talks about how he doesn't want beer to ever be more than $10. So I'm going to say like $8 or $9 at this place.
Okay, so for $10,000, you can drink 1,111 beers for $9 a beer.
Yeah.
Which seems like a lot. I guess, I don't know. I guess, how often are people drinking a lot? So we'll say like you were like a regular, like you live close to this place and you went there like maybe 3 times a week and had like 2 beers each time you went.
Yeah, if you're a pussy.
Yeah, Mary. You gotta remember.
I guess, are we talking about the typical drinker, or are we talking about a mad lad?
Every time you went. Well, mad lads aren't, they're like outliers, so I don't have a mad lads. But if you went and you had like 9 beers, I guess, a week for a whole year, that's 468 beers. You can almost get where you're going in like 2 years, I guess, if you do the $10,000.
So that doesn't sound that bad all of a sudden.
And do what, 14 beers a week? Is that what you said?
I said 9 beers a week.
9 beers a week.
So, you know, 3 times a week, you have 3 beers each time you go.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was just my thought. And we assume $9 a beer.
Yeah, 3 years to recoup your... That's not that bad.
Does it survive?
That's the big gamble, That's the question.
But it's this all stuff like, oh, lasts your whole life. It lasts how long this business lasts is what you're actually telling me.
Mary, you're clearly our math correspondent.
Oh, God.
Can you run your numbers again, assuming the Mad Lad numbers I have in my head are weekend days, 8 beers a day, so 16 plus, and then 3 beers a day the rest of the week, so 16 plus 17, 31 beers a week.
Oh my God, yeah, okay, so you had 31 beers a week times
basically
weeks
we're figuring
in a
out
year.
What I aspire to.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's 100 times 9. You could get your money back in a year, less than a year doing that. Okay. Doing that shit.
And now what if I'm,
if you have an alcoholic like problem, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
What if I'm a sleazy guy trying to hit on all the bebs, buying them all beers, but with my discount? I assume they have rules for, like, you have to be the one that
drinks. Can you buy $1 beers for your friends?
I don't know. So they don't really seem to have worked out the details so much. It's
like,
that
I can't believe someone's actually doing it.
They've had a couple people sign up at the $1,000 level, they said. They said they have a handful of people at the $1,000 level. Nobody above that, I don't think. But they said you'll get some kind of token, whether that will be a disc or a badge or something is yet to be worked out. So clearly they've really thought this through.
I feel like you just need like a database of just like, hey, is it like Sam Ginsberg? Then you know, and you see, look at his driver's license, you're like, yep, that's the right guy. And then you.
Well, I will say, as a member of the Hop House Fancy Ass Drinkers Club, I do have a membership card. And my boy Brian knows me, so he doesn't make me show the card. But if I'm in there, not on my normal day, Wednesday, with my children, I do sometimes have to show them my card to get my dollar pour.
Now, here's a question. How hard do you think it would be to counterfeit that?
Zero hard. Zero hard.
Okay, sorry.
Difficulty. I mean, if my boy Chet was like, let me see your card for a day so I can photocopy it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wouldn't because I have loyalty to the
obviously.
But, you would just do that and then it would be done.
Okay.
It would be super duper easy.
Just curious.
And, I don't know about whatever tokens. My bigger issue with this, my economic worry isn't about counterfeiting. It's about someone establishing a secondary market where
for tokens.
I'm sitting at the bar faced away from the bar saying, what can I get you if you order from me? This $9 beer costs you $6.
That's true, Samuel.
And now all of a sudden, I'm just stacking Lincolns.
Our people are probably like, no.
No, no, you look grubby. I'll get a hot chick to help me out, Mary.
Okay,
dumbass.
Okay, okay. There you go.
Sounds like every group. Guy at the boat show.
What?
You guys never gone to a boat show?
I guess not.
All right, that's all.
What happens at the boat show?
They got a lot of ladies in bikinis trying to sell their boats.
Because
all the boat selling dudes are mad sleazy. They're all wearing pinky rings. All of them. Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
That was me with my mustache and my pinky rings.
Audio only, Mary. That doesn't help anyone.
It helps you.
It doesn't. Should we finish this bracket? Do you think you guys want a content at all, or should we just do the bracket? You want to talk about your leg problem?
My sports hernia?
I want to hear about the sports hernia a little bit, yeah.
I thought my leg has been hurting like a motherfucker, and not my leg really. I guess like my hip joint has really been hurting. So I went to the doctor and they were like, we got to get you an ultrasound. So I went and got an ultrasound and it was so painful. It was crazy painful. I didn't think an ultrasound was going to be painful at all because they do it with, like, pregnant ladies and it looks like they just like rub a wand on you. But they were just, I'm sorry, Mary, cramming it into my balls as hard as possible. I don't know what I did to make this lady mad at me. But I was like, yeah, I've got, you know, pain in my pelvis. And she was like, I can make it worse. and then they were like,
now doesn't seem so bad, does it?
Right, yeah.
God.
And they were like, we didn't find anything, so you got to get a CT scan. So then I went and got a CT scan. And they're like, we think what you actually have is called a sports hernia, which is just a tear in, like, the muscle, but, like, no intestine is coming out or anything like that. So I'm taking some anti-inflammatory meds, and I'll have to do some physical therapy, which is really cool. But I don't have to have surgery, which is good.
That's good.
And we talked about this a few days ago, Dip. And I think it was before you had gotten the meds.
Yeah.
They helping at all?
They are. They are helping, which is good. Because, yeah, it was, like, crazy painful for a while there. And that was without the ultrasound. So, yeah, thanks for asking. I appreciate that.
Do you know, like, what you did? Like, were you playing a sport? Or, like, what happened?
Well, I blame Becca. I want to be here first. I blame Becca.
Becca break you in half. That's fair.
Hell yeah, brother. That's the way I want to go out. A snoo-snoo injury. No, I truly don't know. So, yes, the joke is, like, I don't play sports. And so it's funny that it's a sports hernia. But I have a fairly active lifestyle. Like, people forget that I work at the park and I'm constantly doing outdoorsy park stuff.
You used to bike everywhere, but you don't do that anymore. But no, you are still on your feet all day, I assume.
Yeah, dog. I'm out there. I'm hiking. I'm kayaking. I'm doing all sorts of crazy shit. And so I feel like I was reading about sports hernias, and they often happen when there's been, like, repeated, like, outward turning of your leg or something like that.
Mm.
And so I feel like probably, like, planting and lifting something did it to me, you know?
Sure.
But there was no, like, one episode where I was like, damn, I definitely just ripped a muscle.
You were, like, playing Ultimate Frisbee and you, like, ate shit. And you're like, that's it.
Right. No. So, yeah, crazy. But hopefully the, you know, physical therapy will get me back on track. And I'll have just huge pelvic muscles that will never be damaged ever again.
Woo!
Oh, I just got a text from Becca. It was just a winky face.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Hell yeah.
You get it, girl.
That's it. That's all.
We're low on time here, Mary. Do you want to do one?
I don't really have much going on. I do actually. I have a brief
haven't talked to you all year, maybe.
Wow. I get it.
I have a brief petition to bring to the Bruise Tuesday Council, as I view you guys. That's okay. So for a long time, my husband's on pod nickname.
I'm starting to see where this is going.
I would love to cancel that. He doesn't need a new nickname. We can just call him Chris. That's fine. I just don't want that to be how we refer to him anymore. Do we still have the Teslas? Yes. Am I upset about that? Yes. Are we like,
bro, you bought the second Tesla not that long ago.
Yes, I know that. Like, this is why I haven't put one
Chris
of those. Yes.
Bought it way before anyone knew.
Yes.
But we knew when you bought yours.
Yes. Well, we didn't know everything, but it is getting so much. It's crazy that it was like already bad when I bought my Tesla.
Sig Heil.
And it's gotten like so much worse. Like, I didn't know we were going to drop to this level of bad.
I wonder what that guy's EQ is.
There's a reason I haven't put one of those stickers on my car that's like, I bought this Tesla before I knew Elon was crazy. I kind of knew.
Yeah.
And I still bought it.
At least it's not
you
a
say
cyber
I bought truck. It before he care. Was a Nazi.
I could say that. I could definitely say that.
I don't really
maybe he
give
was
a shit.
This whole time, but like before he was very public about it.
That's true. I don't give a shit about like the S or whatever, like the early model. Like it's fine. They're still like decent electric cars. That's whatever.
Thank you.
But the Cybertruck is a hot
do not have
pile
a Cybertruck.
Of garbage.
Oh
so
my
as,
god.
As long as you don't have that, that's okay.
Those things are foul.
Yeah. Absolute garbage.
I would like to give him a nickname. Like there was a point where we would bleep his name for his, you know, for his own protection. But at this point, you guys are married and shit.
Yeah.
But we should give him a nickname just for fun.
Okay.
Can I keep on calling him Tuxedo Mask?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love okay, Tuxedo great. Mask. I love my husband. That's fabulous.
Let's wonderful. Stick with that.
Okay thank you. I just want, that was my issue I wanted to bring to
that's fair,
the official
that's fair.
Bruise Tuesday podcast.
I don't have a gavel on me, but it's here.
Gavel.
It's approved.
Tuxedo
oh,
Mask.
No. What happened to my bug?
Okay, that's my content. I just had a request.
Fair enough. Shouts out to Tuxedo Mask. We got one matchup left. Mm. I think I know which way it's going. It's biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop versus burgers with excessive toppings.
Dick-shaped lollipop.
Yeah, I guess lollipop. It's dick-shaped lollipop.
I think it's going to win. You might as well just put, like, a dildo on this.
I kind of have been pushing against dick-shaped lollipop because I think it's OP.
Yes.
But... maybe it'll just win because
we have tons of interesting content in the other three quarters of the bracket. It'll be delightful.
The other 7/8, thank you.
Oh my god, okay.
There's 64 entrants. We've only covered 8 of them today.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, well, look forward to that, everybody. We'll see anatomically correct penis shaped lollipop at the finals. Sometime in what did we say, October, November? So look forward
to
Thanksgiving.
That.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Cool. I'm calling Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving penis-shaped lollipop. Mary, what did you think of that beer?
You guys are right. I was a little disappointed that it's not as good. Because, like, I think you guys are like, one of my top beers is the creme brulee stout from Southern Tier, which I actually haven't seen in a long time. Sam, if you ever see it, you can just grab one. I'll buy it from you later, just FYI.
Huge markup? Are we good with huge markup?
I'll do a tiny markup.
How about a huge markup?
Sure.
Yes.
So
part of the deal.
Half of you is working hard today, Samuel.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know a ton about like. I actually know a lot about imperial ales and what they're supposed to be like. I think it's just a really boozy ale. It seems to be the gist of what an imperial ale is, and this definitely is that. Like, it's very boozy. I think the chestnut praline flavor is really good in it. I do think as you drink more of it, you kind of lose the chestnut and you just become overwhelmed with how boozy it is. So like maybe imperial ales aren't like things that I want to have a ton of flavor because they just kind of go away after a while, at least to me, to my palate. All that being said, still good. Southern Tier, I still love you. I'm probably going to give this like like a 5.4, because it's not bad, but I think I'm just not that into Imperial Ales, and I just know Southern Tier can do so much better than this.
They just got to stop with the Imperial Ales.
Just do stouts.
I would say broadly, no one should make something called an Imperial Ale. Yeah. Like, you need to qualify your ale.
What kind of ale, yeah.
APA, IPA, stout. There's dozens of types of ales. What type of ale am I getting?
Fair dues, brother. But, yeah, I agree. Southern Tier, just get back to your dessert stouts. That's why everybody loves you.
Yeah.
I had Victory Layered Up Wintertime Stout, 6.5% ABV. Oh, 6.5% ABV, excuse me. Had a weird hiccup there. This was fine. It mostly just tasted hella roasty, but I didn't think that was bad. It just didn't have anything like super standout to say about it. 6.5 is maybe a little, you know, on the lighter side for a stout, but it didn't have like weak mouthfeel. Like, this wasn't a porter. This was definitely a stout. It had that good solid, you know, mouthfeel. So that's good. All in all, I think I'll give it, I don't know, 6.2. Yeah, I'll give it a 6.2 and recommend it to somebody who wants to drink like 5 stouts without going to bed. Samuel?
Yeah, I had Black Stack, Slopes, French Style Pilsner. And this is a weird one in that I think this beer is exactly what it wanted to be. And that thing sucks.
right.
So, like, I feel like in a weird way I have to get them props for being like, wow, good execution on your idea. But
what a bad idea.
Dang dog, why'd you make it? No one made you make it. So I'm going to give it a 2.2. I recommend it highly to anyone who likes Pilsners, because I'll say this is one of the better Pilsners I've had. Just Pilsners suck.
That's crazy that you would say that. Do you really think that Wet Cardboard Pilsner is better than, like, a Stella or something?
No.
Okay. All right.
One of the better, just not checking. The best.
Okay, but I'm like, just
honestly, I'd be in a weird way, I want to bring Stella on this show. It's like not in the spirit because I've had it before, but probably not going to break 3.
I think I would give Stella a 3.5.
Can't tell you. It's really quick. Tuxedo Mask. I love that, by the way. He doesn't drink a lot of beers because he doesn't drink a lot in general. When he does, though, he does enjoy Stella occasionally, which I find it very fascinating. I think it's because he doesn't know what to order. And I usually try to tell him what to order, and then he orders a Stella. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, don't tell him what to order if he likes Stella. If they have Stella, let him order Stella.
I am letting him order. I'm not stopping him from ordering it.
I'm just saying, like, not everyone is us who wants to try new shit and, like, push the boundaries. Yeah. Like, if he likes it.
We're also usually at, like, just restaurants that aren't breweries, and so they don't usually have, like, a huge selection of beers, honestly. And so it's, like, that or, like, a Heine, and he knows Stella's better than that. So it's, like,
Have you considered that he's Ray Smuckles?
That he's what?
Ray Smuckles.
He likes crunchy Stellas.
Yeah, crispy Stellas. Yeah.
So I don't even know what you're saying.
He is maybe a cat who's also an entrepreneur, who's also an idiot.
Okay. I don't know.
Is that possible that he's that?
I don't think so, because I have no idea what that is.
Are his best friends named Pat and Roast Beef?
No, they're not.
Okay, then it's a different guy. Different guy.
Would you say that Pat is one of Ray's best friends?
I would say his two best friends are Pat and Roast Beef.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I think the way he's introduced.
I think you're right, but I would say Theodore is probably a better friend than Pat.
It depends where in the series you're talking about.
All right. Well, this has been Tyler and Sam's Akewood Minute. Mary, thanks for dealing with that. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. No problem. I don't know what's going on still, but...
Well, listener, if you want to tell us who Roast Beef's best friends are, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdays.com. You can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. We'll best keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. No, yeah, I did actually know what I'm going to drink next week. Thank you for asking, Tyler.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you ruined the whole show. Wait, that's the landing.
It was all 10 out of 10 up until the very end.